Stand-up paddleboarding is an activity that seems tailor-made for folks wanting to explore Kentucky's many scenic lakes and waterways. Not surprisingly, it's catching on in the Commonwealth. In fact, WUKY's Samantha Letterman recently spent her evening paddling around Lake Cumberland. Her excursion is the latest in our series of Kentucky adventures.
When we paddle, we use three basic paddle strokes.
Before we're allowed out on the water, we all get a brief tutorial on paddleboarding 101.
We have a pretty wide grip and we're holding it. We reach forward, we bend our knees.
When Heather Warman hatched the idea of stand-up paddleboard Kentucky, she really had an ulterior motive rather than a business plan.
Aaron is my partner, is a paddleboard athlete for NRS, which is Northwestern River Supply, and he's also a boat captain. And so I wanted to keep him home a little bit more. And so I said, why don't we start a stand-up paddleboarding company because no one's really doing it in Kentucky. And there's two other companies, Canoe Kentucky and Endless Summer. Canoe Kentucky just rents boards on the Kentucky River, and Endless Summer is primarily based in Louisville. So we decided to start it, and the goal of our company was to be mobile and to take people around Kentucky to see really beautiful places that are kind of unique.
SUP Kentucky currently takes you to four main locations, and they are pretty special. Grayson's Grotto, a 1.5-mile paddle to a hidden grotto in Grayson, a limestone cavern underground in the Red River Gorge, the Cumberland Falls, and the Kentucky River Palisades. Add to that the regular moonlight paddles over three nights in different places, weekly yoga on the boards, or paddle pose, and special events like the upcoming Eclipse on Land Between the Lakes in Hopkinsville, and you'll get an idea of how creative they are and just how busy. Luckily, paddleboarding is a passion they share, and they're both very good at it.
I've been paddleboarding since 2010, and I was an avid whitewater kayaker before that. So I have paddled like up to class 5, pretty difficult water. And Aaron has been whitewater kayaking since 2000, and then he started paddleboarding in around 2008. So he was one of the first people to take paddleboards onto a whitewater river. So we also do whitewater SUP as well as flatwater. So most of the trips for our clients are on flatwater, but we do have intro whitewater classes a few times a summer.
Despite the almost instant success of SUP Kentucky, Warman isn't too worried about competitors yet.
Yeah, it will probably happen, but I don't, not right now. No one's, the thing is that Aaron and I have a pretty unique skill set with all of our experience. So a lot of the stuff we do is pretty dangerous for people to do that aren't skilled. We do it in a way that it doesn't feel dangerous, like Cumberland Falls and the cavern. But we both are swift water rescue trained. We both have wilderness first aid, CPR and first aid. And we're both very competent on the water. So we, like at the cave, you'll see Aaron is in a full dry suit. The whole trip. And the reason he's in that dry suit is in the event of emergency, and the equipment's pretty expensive. So there's a lot of stuff that we do that if somebody else just tried to copy it, it would be quite dangerous for them to do that. We will keep finding new places to go every year. Next year we are going to start a rental business at the Kentucky River next to Proud Mary's, because Boone Creek Outdoors has now opened, and so we're going to partner with Burgess and his wife. And we will offer rentals, and then we will do combined, like, zip and sup trips for people for the whole day. So that'll be a permanent location, but Aaron and I will still do all the adventure trips that go out, which are we in different places around the state.
Lindsay is on her second adventure with SUP Kentucky.
We went down to the Kentucky River and went up a side creek and swam a little bit and then came back out. It was beautiful. I didn't really know what to expect when I started, so I love it so much that when I got home from the first trip, I signed up for this trip. It just seemed different. I've lived in Kentucky all my life. I've never been to Lake Cumberland, and to be out here at night just sounded interesting. It is beautiful, very calming.
It is indeed beautiful and calming, and unlike anything I've ever done before. The boards are kitted out with underwater LED lights, which are also used for the cave expeditions and are gently romantic. Although it's light when we set out, we paddle back under the glow of the moon. Warman has been pleasantly surprised that most people don't complain if they fall off, and it doesn't happen all the time. In our group of 10, only one succumbs right at the beginning as he's getting up, and he's very good-humoured about it. More surprising to Warman has been
that some people who actually don't even know how to swim come, and they want to learn, but and some people are actually quite terrified of water, and they still come, which I'm glad. You know, we always have life jackets, so people can wear those and feel pretty safe. Once they fell in, they were fine because they realized they were okay. You know, they fell in pretty soon, and then I put them back on the board, and they were like, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. You know, so then they were good to go. But it does surprise me.
In case you're thinking that this was a seasonal venture and limited to Kentucky.
So we go to Mexico in the winter. We're also this year thinking we might go to Portugal. So we'll be making partnerships with lots of different people. We will have at least 2 trips every winter for people to attend. And they will be in different, hopefully in different countries. Each year we'll go to a different location.
They'll also be looking to expand their repertoire into western Kentucky and the contiguous states and training a couple of new staff members to cope with the increased demand.
I will be looking for like forestry students or outdoor education students. There's a lot of environmental education going on. I just got certified as an environmental educator this year. So each year there's a new class of environmental educators. So I have now a network of people that I'm going to post it out to. And then we'll be training people. So we will use the winter as a training period.
Woolman grew up in Lawrenceburg and graduated from UK, and her partner Koch is from Frankfurt. They're proud that SUP Kentucky has so far attracted a customer base that's about 60% from out of state, so they can show Kentucky off to newcomers. But ideally, they'd like to extend their visitors' stay, allowing them to discover more of what the Commonwealth has to offer.
We are going to be looking to do specialty tours in Lexington, like with Equus Run. We're hoping to do a sip and sup, and people will come and sup, and then they'll go have a farm-to-table dinner and a glass of wine when they're done, you know. And so we're looking to do more things like that that are just unique excursions. We will be partnering with Explorer Chick a lot more in the future. That's a company out of Cincinnati. It's all women adventures, and those are 18 and over only. So it's a bit more fun and a bit more adventurous, and we'll be doing multi-day weekend trips with them in the next few seasons. So there's lots of good stuff coming. We'll be doing unique partnerships to create really cool adventures that are weekend long instead of just an hour here and there. So and it won't be SUP the whole time. You know, you'll do other things too, but you'll come to the SUP and you might do morning yoga on the SUP, and then you might go hike, and then you might come do a sunset paddle, and then you might go hike, you know, just different things like that. So that we keep it unique. You know, so if people want to copy us, they're going to have to be really adventurous and keep up.
Woolman is the director of the Kentucky Environmental Foundation, and SUP Kentucky takes waterway cleanup very seriously.
Our waterways are not in good shape in Kentucky, and we have a lot of them. So I really want to start seeing the waterways get cleaned up. And so part of what we do on a lot of our trips is clean up trash, and we take water samples when we come, and then we see how the water's doing and kind of keep track of that too.
SUP Kentucky is something of a phenomenon. They've been out on the water 4 to 6 days a week this summer, 4 or 5 trips of 10 people a day, and Facebook photos and word of mouth is the extent of their marketing. If you're considering it, I can't think of a good reason why not.
300 pounds is our maximum. The boards are really good between 250 and 300 pounds, but after that they're not really suited to paddle. They get a little sluggish. However, we had a couple of football players that were probably 320, and they did fine. So, you know, we just say that as a parameter, and I always try to caveat that with people to say every person is unique and different. So really, I don't want to look at a number to determine whether or not you can do something, but more about your, if you feel like you can do it, you're more than welcome to come out and try.
For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.